Over 2 years ago, Steve Middleton was given the go-ahead to produce a documentary on the history of MSU. It was during a casual sidewalk conversation with then-President Dr. Wayne Andrews.
Do you know if anyone's ever attempted to make a documentary about the history of Morehead State? And he looked at me and said, not that I can think of. You want to do that? Essentially, put your money where your mouth is and said, what would it cost to produce something like this? And I said, well, I'd have to run some figures, you know, like I'm an accountant. Let me run some numbers and I'll get back with you.
After nearly 18 months of scouring the Camden Carroll Library's archive with MSU alumnus John Tanner Blevins, far above the rolling campus, a history of Morehead State University was finished before most people knew it existed.
It wasn't necessarily a top secret project, but one of the things Dr. Andrews said to me, it's probably a good idea on your part to keep this close to the vest. Because when people find out you're making a film like this, everyone will want to be a part of it or try to alter it in somehow.
As part of the university's 130th anniversary, the documentary's first public on-campus screening is set for the 21st, 6 to 8 p.m. in the library. Middleton will also host a Q&A session. The film documents the attempt to curtail a violent skirmish, the infamous and bloody Rowan County War, by establishing a place for education.
Essentially, it was founded in the grand sense of like a third world country. You know, Morehead was kind of like this lawless, uneducated place. So the Christian church sent Frank Button and his mother Phoebe, and Phoebe taught at what is now Midway College, which then was the Midway Female Orphans Academy. Wonder why they changed the name. to start a new, essentially, mission school here because it was so lawless.
The filmmaker traveled to Washington, D.C. to speak with Ashland native Marshall Banks, who was MSU's first African-American student athlete in the late 1950s. Banks was also Morehead's first black professor.
And that is a tremendous part of this film. And, you know, you think about small-town Morehead, backwoods Morehead. Morehead was far more progressive than University of Kentucky, University of Louisville, Eastern Kentucky University, Murray State, Western. Little Morehead broke all of these desegregation statutes and boundaries.
While the film does highlight the school's eras of rapid construction and expansion, such as its period under Dr. Adrian Doran, Middleton said he tried to present the history as neutrally as possible.
One of the presidents had to resign because he was ruled insane. You know, that was factual. And, you know, the losing records of the sports teams are factual. You know, the winning records are factual. I covered that too. Some folks have complained the way I covered certain things, but look it up. You can find these in any history book or newspaper.
After spending months researching and poring through hours of 16mm archival footage on ramshackle projectors, the filmmakers narrowed the production down to about an hour and a half of history. For WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.